Welcome back to Beyond the Signal, where we talk to the people who actually know what it takes to defend what matters. Today we're going offshore, literally. I'm joined by Amit Basu, CIO and CISO of International Seaways, one of the largest ocean shipping companies in the world. And we're talking about what it really looks like to build a cybersecurity strategy for ships when you've got no onboard SOC, limited connectivity, and critical systems that were never designed to be secured. From ransomware and remote access to how MXDR and AI are becoming a lifeline for fleets at sea, this one's packed with lessons for anyone tasked with defending distributed, high-stakes environments. Let's get into it. Amit, thank you for joining us. Before we dive in, can you give us a quick intro to who you are and what you do at International Seaways?
Thanks for having me. My name is Amit Basu. I'm the CIO and CISO at International Seaways, a global leader in the ocean transportation. I've now spent over 30 years working in maritime IT. But before that, I started my career in banking IT, where I was a part of Indian banking industry's first computerization in the 1980s. In the maritime sector, I was instrumental in the first computerization of the ships and introduction of the ship-to-shore satellite connectivity in the late 1990s. Since then, I have participated in various digital transformations in the maritime industry. And over the past decade, I have led a cyber resilient digital transformation initiative, and we have implemented a cloud-first IT strategy, architected a multi-layered cybersecurity framework. Currently, my focus is on leveraging cutting-edge technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning to drive operational efficiency, enhance competitive advantage, and of course, bolster cybersecurity.
Most people don't think about cybersecurity when they think about shipping and maritime operations, but it's a huge deal. What makes cybersecurity in this space so unique?
That's a very interesting question. I'll start with the uniqueness, since you mentioned that. See, I think first and foremost, the remote operations of the ships. See, often the ships are operating in the various remote areas in the world where traditional cybersecurity measures may be hard to implement. Secondly, over the last, I would say, decade or so, there is a enormous rise in interconnected systems on board the ships. So today's ships have an highly interconnected IT, OT systems, as well as the crew's personal devices, all those using the same internet connectivity from the ship to the shore. So a breach in any of those systems can quickly cascade, leading to operational disruptions, safety hazards, or even environmental risk. Then there's a mix of legacy systems and modern technology on board ships. And many of those legacy systems were not even designed with cybersecurity in mind. If you think of the ship's actual operational technology, some of the little older ships, the systems there can be more vulnerable to the modern cyber attacks. Ships are definitely a fundamental part of the global trade and commerce. As you may be aware, even today, over 90% of the global supply chain touches the ocean at some point of time. So any cyber attack on those sector can have a significant geopolitical and economic consequences. Attacks on the maritime infrastructure could disrupt the global supply chain, leading to delays, financial losses, or even national security risks. So these are the areas where it makes the maritime unique for our cyber threats. But where it is same like any other industry, like a finance or a manufacturing, see the regulations and compliance. See, maritime industry need to comply with various international regulations, and all those regulating bodies are increasingly incorporating cybersecurity into their safety standards. Like many industries, human error remains one of the largest vulnerabilities in maritime cybersecurity too. From phishing emails to targeting crew members in managing their passwords, human factors play a large role in the vulnerabilities on the ships. And then last but not the least, the sophistication of the threats that we are seeing today. So like all other industries, maritime industry is also facing an increasingly sophisticated cyber threats, and we need to really keep ourselves protected against those sophisticated threats.
So as you mentioned, the maritime industry relies both on IT and OT, but they don't always play nice together. How do you manage security across both of those?
Now, you are absolutely right there. The managing the security across both IT and OT in the maritime industry, especially on the ships, that can be particularly challenging. But that's maybe the most critical part for ensuring the safety, reliability, and resilience of the operations. For that, I think we need to understand the difference between the IT and OT. IT refers to the systems that are used to managing information, including software, hardware, and networks for business functions, such as emails, ERP systems, data storage and retrieval, etc. But OT refers to the systems that control and monitor physical processes. Like on the ships, those are the systems for ships, navigational purpose, engine control, cargo handling, communication between ship to shore. So while IT is typically more focused on data management and communication, OT is focused on control and automation of physical operations. And these differences often lead to challenges in integrating security strategies across both the domains. So first and foremost, we need to implement a segmented network on board the ships. This involves creating a separate network for IT and OT on board ships to prevent attacks from spreading between them. However, these networks still must be able to communicate with each other securely when it is necessary. Some of these things sound very common on our regular office, but on the ships, that's not part of their everyday activities. Things like using technologies like firewalls, intrusion detection systems, IDS, and network monitoring tools. These all can help to protect the OT systems from IT-based threats. Zero trust security can be applied to both the domains so that no user is automatically trusted. Then we need an integrated threat intelligence and monitoring. Both IT and OT environments should be monitored using unified threat intelligence platforms that combine data from both the domains. We need to have also a unified risk management framework. The IT and OT risks should not be managed by different framework or different teams. The security should be managed under the same risk management framework. And this helps to align that the security policies, procedures, vulnerabilities are equally managed between the two. And a common cybersecurity policy that applies to both IT and OT and sets a governance structure to manage the security across both. Remote access, which is a big threat area on board ships, is a significant challenge in the maritime cybersecurity. To have a secure remote access to the ship's systems for maintenance, monitoring, and troubleshooting. Using solutions like the VPNs with multi-factor authentication, role-based access control, so that it is limited that who can access which systems and ensure only authorized personnel are allowed to remote access to the systems as necessary. Regularly patch and update both IT and OT systems. IT systems we are familiar with patching on a regular basis, but OT systems can be more challenging to update as many legacy OT systems are not designed for this kind of addressing the vulnerabilities on a routine basis. So the patch management program should be in place for IT and OT to ensure all the vulnerabilities are addressed. And few more, I think I will mention quickly that asset management. It is always important that I know my asset inventory on board ships on an up-to-date basis and accurately. Regulatory compliance, I already mentioned. Comply with the international maritime regulations like IMO, the Coast Guards, flag states, their guidelines on cybersecurity. They all provide a structure for risk management across the IT and OT systems. So complying them automatically makes us cyber secured quite a bit. And last but not the least, having an incident response and recovery plan, which should really cover both the IT and OT system. So it should involve both IT and OT stakeholders. It should ensure a coordinated response to minimize the downtime or disruption to the operations.
You mentioned how OT systems are essentially a legacy systems in a lot of cases, and I assume that that can probably create some sort of roadblock and a little bit of difficulty when it comes to new regulatory and compliance standards. You also mentioned that you guys are dealing with a lot of regulations, including ones like IMO 2021, Coast Guard directives, and more. So how do you stay compliant without it feeling like a roadblock?
So staying compliant with this growing number of cybersecurity-related regulations in the maritime industry, like as you mentioned, the IMO regulations, the Coast Guard directives, some other industry standards, they can be daunting. And however, my view is that we should not consider compliance as a roadblock, but it is an opportunity to enhance security, improve operations, and surely gain a competitive advantage. So the strategies we are using to maintain this compliance without it feeling like an obstacle, making compliance as a part of overall business strategy rather than a separate or additional task. And this can be achieved by aligning regulatory requirements with broader business goals, like improving operational efficiency, enhancing security, or building trust with clients. Automate the compliance process wherever possible. See, many of these regulations require regular audits, assessments, reporting, and all of those can be time-consuming. So implementing any possible automated tools can streamline the process, reducing the manual effort required to stay compliant. Rather than treating compliance as a one-time task, we need to adopt a continuous compliance model, which means building compliance into the day-to-day operations, such as integrating cybersecurity best practices into the operation and maintenance of the ship systems and infrastructure. Regularly schedule cybersecurity assessment, vulnerability scans, penetration tests. All this should be part of the routine operations, ensuring that the compliance doesn't feel like a special event and a one-time burden. I think I mentioned before, having a centralized governance. Establish a governance framework that should oversee the security compliance across both IT and OT systems. Having a unified team and framework responsible for both the security as well as regulatory compliance, I think we can ensure a consistent execution across all the systems and reduce some duplication of efforts or fragmented compliance approaches. I think it is a lot easier if we kind of combine their requirements and integrate that in our framework. We need to collaborate with the regulatory bodies. We need to stay engaged with them, IMO, the Coast Guard, other relevant bodies. Participate in the discussions, workshops, advisory boards to understand what changes are coming and give them the feedback on this regulatory framework. That way you can stay ahead of the changes and you can plan for them in advance, ensuring that our efforts are built into our procedures. We need to align the investment that we are doing on cybersecurity area. They align with the compliance requirements. So that way we can gain into a long-term operational resilience in that process. Evaluate my tools and investments to ensure that they are both meeting the compliance needs, operational goals, and the security requirements, turning the regulatory requirements into opportunities. And last but not the least, build a culture of cybersecurity awareness. I think employee training and awareness is key to the compliance. Ensuring that all staff members, the crew on board, they understand the importance of compliance, especially those involved in cybersecurity within the maritime operations. And that way, they will have a culture of proactive engagement with the security requirements. So regular training and awareness campaign to make it clear to the employees that compliance is an ongoing process. It is not a burden when a new regulation comes into play. And I think that is one of the key parts. And a continuous improvement and feedback loop with the crew, with the external bodies. So a regulatory compliance is not a static thing. Attain the compliance, that doesn't mean tomorrow I'll be compliant also. So keeping it a continuous improvement process, getting the feedback from internal and external and making the process better. I think that will help it to remain compliant in a longer term.
Absolutely. So with ships constantly moving, they're often in areas that have limited connectivity. How do you handle cybersecurity when your assets are always on the move?
You're right on that. There are still areas in the different corners of the world where connectivity to the ships definitely presents some challenges, but with the right approach, it can be manageable. And also, I have to mention that it's getting better with the better bandwidth and extended coverage with the newer satellite introductions, things like Starlink today, which are making the coverage a lot better, the internet connectivity from the ships a lot more consistent and reliable. But still, there can be several challenges which we need specific strategies for, to ensure cybersecurity remains robust, even when vessels are out of range or operating in remote areas. I think having a hybrid security model is the basic thing to start with. Having some local security on the ship so that even if the ship is not connected to the shore, ship's onboard security infrastructure must operate independently. This includes using local firewalls, local intrusion detection systems, endpoint protection on every endpoint. All these tools can help to identify and block threats before they affect critical systems. Then we obviously should have shore-based security also. Once the vessel is back in the range of communication or in a port, then the shore-based security solutions can sync with the ship security systems on threat intelligence, incident response coordination, and this hybrid model kind of allows for constant monitoring while the ships are at the sea and combining with more powerful centralized resources when available. Secure the satellite communication systems. I think that's a key item because ships rely heavily on satellite communications for connectivity. So securing these channels is critical using VPNs, end-to-end encryption, multi-factor authentication to ensure that the data exchange between the ship and the shore remains secure, especially during the vulnerable moments when the systems are being upgraded. Endpoint security and autonomous monitoring endpoint security is vital, just like in the office-based systems, because each shipboard device could potentially be a point of entry for a cyber attack. So we need to ensure that they all have robust anti-malware tools, real-time threat detection, and device hardening in place. I mentioned before network segmentation. That's one of the most effective ways to secure the ship network. This involves creating separate networks for IT and OT to prevent attacks from spreading between them. Regularly patching the onboard systems. I think it is crucial for ensuring systems are updated with security fixes. Today's vessels have automated systems that can deploy patches on a shared schedule, ensuring that when they do have the connectivity, they are syncing with the latest security patches from shore-based systems, and then it deploys those patches to the ship systems to reduce the vulnerabilities. The advent of AI-driven tools, I think the behavioral analytics is a key item also. Utilizing the AI-leveraged cybersecurity tools that can analyze the cyber shipboard system's behavior for any abnormal activity. And in this area, machine learning can help also to improve such tools to detect threats over time by learning from the past behavior. Improving the detection and prevention of potential attacks in environments with limited connectivity, I think these newer technologies can definitely help to get some quick automated response. Training, again, I would mention cybersecurity training for the crew members. They are the first line of defense. So even if shore-side connectivity is not there, it is important that those crew are well-versed in recognizing any threats, things like phishing attempts, social engineering tactics, or any other cybersecurity threats that may target the ships during their daily operations. And in every point I'm mentioning you that having the recovery plan, having backups, having redundancy systems, having a incident response plan ready, regular drills on that incident response plan, I think all those are equally important, just like in the offices today, on the ships also, where people are ready for any fatality and then they can recover from there on a quickly.
Absolutely. The maritime industry is huge. You've got vendors, ports, logistics, all of that to deal with. And there has to be gaps, right? So where do you see the biggest security gaps and how are you dealing with them?
Well, you're absolutely right. The maritime industry may be having one of the most complex supply chain because every place it goes, the amount of vendors the ships deals with, the ports, the logistics, the vendors, local port agents, and all those definitely create some cybersecurity gaps or potential gaps. Let's start with the third-party access and the vendor risk there. So the third-party vendors often have access to the onboard systems. Most of these vendors may not have the same level of cybersecurity controls in place similar to the ship owner, and that creates a potential vulnerability. So we need to strengthen our onboard security further for that network segmentation to ensure that any third-party access is restricted only to the specific systems and cannot compromise any other system. Use intrusion detection to monitor vendor access for any suspicious activity. Implement a robust identity and access management system. Role-based access control, multi-factor authentication. They can ensure that only authorized third-party personnel can access sensitive systems and limit their access to the minimum necessary for their role. Control physical access on the ships, dock at the ports. Make sure only the vendors and contractors, only the trusted ones, the allowed ones, they are only first case allowed access, and also to the specific areas of the ships only using physical security controls like biometric authentication, access cards. Secondly, there's definitely insufficient visibility and monitoring of the onboard systems, which creates a gap. Because of this limited visibility, it can result into delayed detection of cyber threats, making it difficult to respond to security incidents in real time. So the solution for that would be trying to implement a continuous monitoring for onboard systems using AI-enabled behavioral monitoring tools can help here to detect the anomalies and track the activity across that entire ship network. Sharing threat intelligence. Okay, threat intelligence platforms, they can need to be shared with onboard crew members because their threats are so frequently nowadays coming and changing that can impact the onboard systems and they need to be used to deploy proactive security measures on board ships. Human error and insider threats from those various third parties, I think that creates a security gap. The vendors have, as I say, have access to the ships and then crew members are the ones who they deal with. And the crew members, even though they may be the first line of defense in this case, but they often lack cybersecurity awareness, and that can lead to breaches. Strong and robust identity and access management policies, regular training of the crew members on the security awareness and security hygiene, physical security implementation, all those can help. Ports and the locations that the ships visit, there may be cybersecurity weaknesses there. A lot of remote locations ships they dock into. So in that situation, again, the ship's onboard security need to be strong enough to counter that, so that all the ship-to-shore communications are secure. Having a strong physical security to prevent any unauthorized personnel accessing the ship from the sensitive areas. So the main thing is the onboard security, onboard training, physical access, network security and identity and access management, all those has to be extremely robust, regularly reviewed, upgraded, so that my internal security systems can prevent those third-party security gaps.
So even with companies that are trying to implement all of these things, or ones that may just not have the resources to do that, we've seen ransomware hit their critical infrastructure, including shipping companies. What threats are keeping you up at night right now?
You know, first and foremost, I think me and my team work diligently during the day so that we can sleep at night. Okay, I do not want to disturb my night sleep, but as a CIO and CISO in the maritime industry, several threats are constantly on my radar, and many are indeed quite concerning, given the sector's increasing reliance on digital technology. Some of it I might have already touched upon, so please forgive me if I'm sounding repetitive, but ransomware remains one of the most dangerous threats for sure. Shipping companies and ports are increasingly being targeted because their dependence on enhanced digital operations. And a ransomware attack on the critical systems could disrupt global supply chains and could potentially pose a safety risk to the crew members and maybe even the environment. Cyber attacks on the OT systems, that's another area after ransomware attacks. OT systems, I think we briefly talked about, onboard ships can be potentially targeted, and those systems were originally designed without such security concerns in mind. Unlike the IT systems, OT systems are often harder to patch and secure due to their reliance on the legacy equipment. Insider threats and human error, that definitely is another threat on board ships. From poorly managed credentials to inadequate training, insider threats are a constant concern. The crew on board, the contractors, third-party vendors with legitimate access, all of those people can inadvertently or maliciously, they can introduce risks. And in the maritime industry, where systems are getting more and more interconnected and various stakeholders are involved in those systems, a simple misstep or lack of training could open the door for the attackers to exploit the weak points on the network. Supply chain attacks, we spoke about at length right before, that third-party vendors, since our supply chain is massive and third-party vendors play a crucial role in providing the services to the ships, many of these third parties may not have enough security and their systems could be a target of the attackers, and that can propagate, which is a constant worry. I said remote access before, that we are allowing more and more vendors, system suppliers to remote access on board system, shipboard systems for maintenance, updates, troubleshooting, and the hackers can exploit any potential weakness in this remote access to gain unauthorized access. So these breaches can go undetected then for a long period, especially if the access points are poorly monitored. And if a hacker gets a persistent access about a ship's network, he can silently monitoring the operations, stealing data, or even taking control of those systems without immediate detection. That's a fairly scary thing, really. Phishing and social engineering attacks. As we all know, we are seeing really sophisticated phishing and social engineering attacks using help of AI by the bad people. And if they target the crew members with fake emails to steal their credentials or introduce malware on shipboard systems. So given the mobile nature of the ship's crews and their limited exposure to cybersecurity training, I think this risk is very high, and physical security threats also. The ships call in ports, and trust me, a huge number of people board the ships for various services, various activities, various maybe assessments. So this remains a critical vulnerability. Cyber criminals maybe somehow manage an access to the ship during the port calls, and somehow they can manage to tamper the devices, plant a malware. This remains another threat also. So there are quite a few things that's definitely worrying, But we try to walk diligently during the day to protect against these threats so that we can sleep well at night. So the maritime environment indeed presents some unique challenges, and that make it very different from the traditional office networks, especially in terms of cybersecurity challenges. See, office networks can rely on consistent high-speed connectivity and controlled environment, whereas the maritime world deals with constant mobility, limited bandwidth, and with a mix of interconnectivity between the IT/OT systems. The limited visibility of onboard networks due to the remote locations of the ships, where connectivity is often spotty or intermittent, it makes it very difficult to monitor the ship's network in real time or implement timely patches and updates to the systems. And this inability to have the continuous access to onboard systems that creates a limited visibility into the security status of the devices and the networks, and that makes the onboard systems vulnerable to attacks. And those attacks can go unnoticed for a long time when it is really too late. Secondly, the lack of onboard cybersecurity expertise. The ships don't sail with any dedicated cybersecurity expert. There's no one on board with specialized expertise to identify, mitigate, or respond to the cyber threats. Crews are trained to operate the ships efficiently, handle the cargoes as effectively as possible, safety. Those things are the specialty of the crews. But they are not any means cybersecurity experts. We try to train them to improve their cybersecurity awareness, but it's often possible that the crew lacks sufficient training on how to identify phishing attempts, how to protect their personal and professional devices from these social engineering attacks, how to really maintain a good password hygiene. And this all leads to risk of human error attempt by end landing into a security breach. The interconnectivity he keeps mentioning about the IT, OT and the crew communication. All those are sharing the same internet connection from the ship to the shore, and that creating a significant risk, as vulnerabilities in one system can potentially spread to the others. Difficulty in kind of stopping those vulnerabilities in a timely manner. Okay, since I say there's a connectivity issue sometimes, also when we have connectivity also, the bandwidth is often limited. So ships often operate with vulnerable software or hardware because of this difficulty in patching systems remotely. That it can take sometimes weeks or months before security patches reach the onboard systems. And vulnerabilities then can remain unaddressed for this extended period, and which is leaving the ship system exposed to the attacks. So some of these I can think of definitely the biggest challenges between the office system security and the ship system security.
When you've got a lot of ships at sea, fast response is critical. There's been a lot of talk about managed extended detection and response, which, for those who don't know, combines network, endpoint, cloud, SaaS, and business process application detection and response. Where does MXDR fit into your cybersecurity strategy, and how do you leverage it to make sure that threats are detected and handled before they turn into something bigger?
That's a great question. I think that's one of the most critical components in our cybersecurity strategy onboard ships for quick detection and response. This is especially crucial given the unique challenges that we face on board ships. See, as much as we have implemented different prevention mechanisms, given that we often lack visibility of onboard network and there is no cybersecurity specialist on board ships, it was really difficult to detect an onboard breach in real time. And that could result in significant damage if a breach is left undetected for a long time. By the time we get to know about a security breach, it may be too late and there may be a significant damage has happened or significant data loss occurred. So that fear led us to look for a tool that would offer continuous monitoring of all shipboard network traffic, activities on the endpoints, and provide a real-time anomaly detection and quickly take some response steps or alert the shore-based security experts so that they can take the quick response to stop any kind of breach from spreading. And I always believe that the artificial intelligence technology can be a game changer in this area. With the AI-enabled solution that can create a baseline of the normal behavior. See, over time, it can learn what is the normal behavior pattern on the ships, and then it can monitor the behavior with the standard baseline and offer the advanced anomaly detection capabilities so that it can spot any deviation from that baseline, which can be a potential threat and can either take an immediate action or it can alert the shore-based security teams to take the action. So that way, it would not require a constant human oversight, but the network is being continuously monitored. So this allows to have a proactive defense even when the ship is isolated from the shore-based resources. It's providing a real-time monitoring into potential security events and enabling faster and most effective response. So it's kind of an having an automated security expert on board ships who is keeping eye on the entire shipboard computing environment, IT and OT, and detecting any anomalies and taking action to stop any potential breach if it sees one.
I like that you said that it's like having a cybersecurity expert on board the ship, and you don't hear a lot of people explain it quite like that. I know I've heard like an extension of the team, but it's almost like somebody's there with you the whole time, and even when you are sleeping, hopefully soundly.
I cannot put a human there to do that. My solution here is that's an ideal use case of putting an automated solution, almost like a robot standing there in by means of that MXDR solution, who is monitoring the entire shipboard network.
Who knows, with the way the world's going, maybe they'll eventually have a little robot we can have and just talk to you through there. So speaking of new technologies, are there any new technologies or approaches that you think will be game changers for this industry?
See, the future of maritime technologies, I think it is closely tied with the rapid evolution of the technology and that we are seeing there. And as the sector continues to embrace digital transformation, there are several new technologies, I would say, that could be game changers, especially for cybersecurity in maritime. So we're already talking about artificial intelligence and machine learning. I think AI and ML are already beginning to play a significant role in improving threat intelligence, breach detection, incident response, and risk prediction. So that's allowing maritime companies to proactively address security threats and vulnerabilities before they become significant issues. This is particularly critical for vessels operating in the remote areas when real-time human oversight may be limited. This is also another area it can be helpful. We kind of talked before about regulatory compliance. So these AI-enabled systems can collect the data from various systems, from the ships, their security postures, and can provide the data necessary for the regulatory compliance, eliminating constant human efforts. Blockchain is another area. We're talking about it for quite some time now, but definitely it has potential in securing maritime communications and maintaining data integrity. And I don't think it is still tapped that much. So the exchange of data across vessels, between ships, ports, suppliers, and various other stakeholders in the maritime industry, blockchain can be used to secure that, and that can reduce the risk of data breaches. The new connectivity methods that's coming, I think very briefly I mentioned about newer satellites and the Starlink, but also the rollout of 5G technology and the low latency satellite connection. They will allow for faster and more reliable internet connectivity for vessels on the sea. The vessels can be then able to connect to the centralized security monitoring platforms more consistently, allowing for real-time monitoring, patching, and incident response. I think that will bridge the gap between the ships at sea and shore-based cybersecurity teams, ensuring that the security measures can be implemented without waiting for the vessel to come to a port. And the last is, I think that is also coming, but with the technology, it will come more quickly. That is the cyber resilience OT systems with built-in security by design. I think I kept on mentioning that most of the OT systems are legacy systems and they were not designed with cybersecurity in mind. But this is something is crucial for safeguarding critical systems like navigation, cargo control, communication systems. All these need to adopt cyber resilient design so that they are secure by design. And all these will happen, but some maybe happen more quickly than the others. But all these will make the, I think, maritime industry as a whole and ships in particular more secure.
So with all of that in mind, what's one piece of advice that you would give to CISOs or security teams working in industries like yours, where our operations are remote, critical, and always on the move?
My one cent would be on adopt a cyber-resilient mindset. In remote critical environments like maritime, focus should not be on just preventing attacks, but on ensuring the systems are prepared to quickly detect, respond, and recover from incidents. This resiliency approach can keep the business secure even when things go wrong.
Is there anything else that you want to share or what companies in your space should be thinking about when it comes to cybersecurity?
Companies in the maritime industry should not be complacent regarding cyber risks and focus on cyber resilience, ensuring they can recover quickly from cyber incidents, not just prevent or preparing to prevent them. Secure both IT and OT systems through network segmentation and layered security. Prioritize crew training to reduce human error, assess third-party vendor risk, and ensure continuous monitoring and access to threat intelligence so that you can stay ahead of evolving threats even when your ships are in a remote location.
This was awesome. I really appreciate you coming on. If people want to connect with you or learn more about what International Seaways is doing in cybersecurity, where's the best place to find you?
Thank you again for inviting me, and it was really a pleasure talking to you today. I would say the best place to find me is on LinkedIn.
Great. That's a wrap on this episode of Beyond the Signal. Big thanks to Amit Basuf for bringing real-world clarity to what's often an overlooked part of our critical infrastructure. If this gave you something to think about, whether you're dealing with OT, remote ops, or just trying to sleep better at night, do us a favor. Subscribe, share, and check out the rest of the series. You can connect with Amit on LinkedIn and learn more about what International Seaways is doing to secure the global supply chain. Thanks for listening, and stay sharp out there. For more information, visit gradientcyber.com.